wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. On the course. And there is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Just blood of the Lamb. And would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you for evil a victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. And there is power,
amen,
power, wonder working power. Passion and pride. There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Come for a cleansing to Calvary's tide. There's wonderful power in the blood. And there is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. And would you be whiter, much whiter than snow? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Sin stains are lost in its life-giving flow. There's wonderful power in the blood.
Amen.
And there is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood.
It is the Word. Amen. On the course. Amen.
There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood, of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb.
Praise the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Power. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You love him this morning?
Amen.
Amen. Then there is power, power, wonder-working power
in the blood. Praises to sing. Amen. Wonderful power in the blood. There's power, power, wonder-working power in the blood.
And the blood
of the Lamb.
Of the Lamb.
There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb.
Amen. Oh, there is power, power, wonder-working power
in the blood
of the Lamb. This morning?
Amen.
Amen. Let's just give him another. Well, thank you, Lord Jesus. I love you, Lord. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Such an honor to be here with you today, gathered around, uniting. It's a uniting time and sign. We're united together one more time around this message. The seventh angel messenger, God's servant and prophet, our pastor. We're united with that voice. Amen. That's everything to us. Understand, not understand it, whatever, it doesn't matter. This message is it. We're just focused on, we're going to have the ears to hear this message. And I was talking to the brothers back there. I was like, you know, there's so many highlights in here is on this message is that how could I read it all? We got the solution. We just press play. And just to hear it all for ourselves and hear God's prophet tell us. No one can tell it like him. It's just incredible. What a message. What a messenger. And wow, just hearing this tape of what was so special to me was how that woman, her son said, well, that's not even inspired. You know, spirits don't die. And a little thought came to me was, well, if God can heal a truck by playing a CD of this message in there, then God can do anything. It's all inspired. Amen. Something to me. If it'll heal a truck, what about the bride of Jesus Christ who believes every word come out of that prophet's mouth? It's all inspired. It's all the word. Whether Moses was right or wrong, Joshua and Caleb stood with him. God being our helper, we're going to stay with his prophet regardless. Amen. Or does something to the bride of Jesus Christ. Does something. There's something special. So we greet you all that's listening in your churches, in your homes, in your cars, in your vehicles, going down the road, wherever you are. You're God's chosen elected bride. He chose you. If you believe every word in this message, every word on those tapes, you are elected of God. You're predestinated. So welcome. And also special greetings to Brother Joseph who's listening in. Wherever you are, brother, we miss you and we love you. And we can't wait till you get back. God's prophets are so constructed by God that they can't even speak their own thoughts. They're the mouthpiece of God. Amen. And they have, thus saith the Lord. Amen. They're God's representatives on the earth. Amen. And any time that God ever did anything throughout any of the pages of this word, he always chose a prophet to do it. And there was never in any time that God ever chose some man that wasn't vindicated, a prophet to speak his word. I'd like to share a little quote with you. From the message of Greater Than Solomon is here, Brother Branham says this, quote, now Jonah had a ticket to go down
and wanted to go to Nineveh, what God called him to do. But he went to Tarshish. Now you think, well, he done exactly what God told him not to do. But just a minute. If a prophet is led of the Lord, it always comes out right. Amen. End quote.
Amen.
It's coming out exactly perfect, right. Amen. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Bless you. There's no mistakes in this message. None. God doesn't make mistakes and neither does his prophets. Brother Branham said on this message today, he says, quote, to believe the word is to receive the word and let it become life. End quote. So if we don't receive God's prophets, then how can we receive the word? If we want the strength to overcome, we've got to hear the prophet. There's no other way. Brother Branham says on this message, quote, that's the only way a believer can get his strength is to pull it from the word of God. That's his strength. God's promises to him. Stand by and believe it. End quote. Thank the Lord. That's what we're gathered here to do today. Is to hear the word directly from God's mouthpiece. Exactly to the dot how he said it. The tone. His opinion. His feeling. Everything that he delivered for the bride is inspired.
Amen.
His opinion's inspired to me. His feeling about it is inspired to me. It's so inspiring that I don't care what I think about it.
Amen.
Or how I see it. What did he say about it?
Amen.
That's the end of it.
Amen.
Brother Branham says on this message, he says, quote, he is bringing a church out of a church or a bride out of a church. End quote. I could read more, but you're going to hear it again today. Him say it. He says also in this message, he says, now he promised that he would appear in the last days in the form of human flesh again, in your flesh like he did at the days of Sodom. God, which was Christ, manifested in flesh, now in his church, his bride, see, they're coming together. It's a uniting time. Churches are uniting. Nations are uniting. And the bride and Christ is uniting. See, it's a uniting time. End quote. That's this day, this scripture is being fulfilled. I believe it. He's calling a bride out of a church. You know how he's doing it? Like he's done it in every day. He sent his prophet on the scene.
Amen.
He sent an Eliezer to get a bride for Isaac. And the leadership of the Lord is leading him. 70 years ago, God with his messenger had his picture taken with him, vindicating to us, his bride, hear ye him.
Amen.
Not the message plus. Just hear ye him. You know, if you read in Genesis 24, I'll read it. I want to read it to you. Genesis 24, verse 50 and 51. You can go read the whole chapter. It's beautiful. It says this, then Laban and Bethuel answered and said, the thing proceedeth from the Lord. We cannot speak unto thee bad or good. Behold, Rebekah is before thee. Take her and go, and let her be thy master's son's wife, as the Lord has spoken. It's incredible how that God vindicated Eliezer's message. Everything about it. And then they said, we know it's of the Lord, but we can't speak evil or good. It just blows me away. I just don't understand. Eliezer had all the gifts to prove it. And when he rose up the next morning, if you go back and read that chapter, it's really awesome. He told him, he says, send me away. The next morning, he says, send me away. But the brother and the mother, oh my goodness. They said, let the damsel abide with us a few days. We're humans, right? We've got, of course, we're right. We know how to do it all, right? I'm human. I'll be transparent. That's how I feel about it. I'm right. It's pretty sad, but that's the sadness of being a human being. What our thoughts are and what we think about it means a huge, huge zero. The fact of the matter is that we don't have a thought coming. But in verse 58, it came down to Rebecca. You have to have your own revelation. You have to have your own stand before the Lord. You have to know where you stand. And they called Rebecca and said unto her, wilt thou go with this man? And she said, I will go. From that point forward, what the brother, what the mother, or whoever thought about it was over. Rebecca was listening and looking to only one voice, and that was Eliezer. That's it. There was no other plan but that. That's it. That's what I believe today. With all my heart. Amen. Bless you. Eliezer, he wasn't Isaac, that's for sure. But the only way that Rebecca was ever going to get to Isaac was to stay with Eliezer, listen to Eliezer, and do exactly what Eliezer told her to do and how to do it and all about it. And for the bride of Jesus Christ, there's only one way we're going to get to our Lord Jesus. One way, and that's to hear this prophet that God sent to our day. No adding to it. No taking from it. It's either thus saith the Lord or it's wrong. Amen. And there's only one way we as the bride, we have thus saith the Lord unequivocally, without hesitation. We have absolutely thus saith the Lord. Amen. But remember, he says you've got thus saith the Lord or you keep still. So we are going to hear thus saith the Lord today. Amen. That's why I know we got it is because we're going to push play and hear exactly thus saith the Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It's a one-man message. Just one more quote. You'll hear it today. Brother Branham will say it loud and clear. And if Brother Branham said it, then God said it. Amen. Brother Branham says this, quote, look how fitting that it is with Malachi 4. Restore the faith back to the fathers. Abraham's seed be restored back to the kind of faith that Father Abraham had, his royal seed. Malachi 4 to be fulfilled is to restore back the faith that was once back there in the beginning. Restore it back to the royal seed of Abraham. It's a promise. It's exactly the promise. The royal seed is to be revealed. And by the royal seed, which is the royal seed of Christ. Christ is the royal seed. And the seed is the Holy Spirit that's in the hearts of the people that believe in God, that hold His word, and God working through them, carrying the same message, end quote. Praise the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your prophet, for all of your prophets that you've sent in our day. It's no secret what God can do. He's perfecting a bride. If He can heal a truck, which He did, then just by hearing this message, He'll heal your body. He'll restore your soul. He'll do everything. It's unlimited of what God will do. I believe it with all my heart. We have a praise report as that the other day that Emmanuel Pitton had put in a prayer request for their son William. The Lord has completely healed William Pitton. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. There's many requests. Charlie and Sister Sherry Sanger, unspoken. Sister Linda Schaefer, unspoken. Sister Linda Branham, unspoken. David and Claudia Bastista, I'm sorry, I probably pronounced that name wrong, I'm sorry. Their little daughter, Victoria, passed away. Let's be in prayer for them. That's hard. Mary Powell has swollen lymph node, had an allergic reaction. Shane Marsh for his salvation. Sister Faye Bailey, unspoken. There's many needs among us. There's needs that weren't written down at all, but they're in the people's hearts. Those are important too. But God knows all about it. So whatever you have upon your heart, it is no secret what He'll do.
It is no secret what God can do, what He's done for others, He'll do for you.
Precious Heavenly Father, dear Lord, we come before you this morning, first of all, praising you, dear Lord, praising your name for all you've done for us, all you're going to do for us, dear Lord. Just such anticipation in our hearts. We thank you, dear Lord, for this place you've given us to gather. Father, we're gathered here by the hundreds, and gathered by the thousands out on the hookup, dear Lord, churches, homes, cars. Wherever your little bride is this morning, dear Lord, tuned in. We're tuned in for one purpose, dear Lord, because God's going to speak this morning through His seventh church age messenger, dear Lord. Where else would we go? There's nothing else that we have, dear Lord, to look forward to, only what you have for us. And Father, we just love you. We thank you for the praise report. We thank you for the being with Brother Jeremy, dear Lord, how you just protected him. Dear Lord, it just could have been a tragic event, but no, Lord, you turned it into a testimony. And our brother's here with us this morning. We love him. We appreciate him. He does so much for us. And we thank you, dear Lord, for just showing him your love and mercy and letting us see it as well. And dear Lord, there's so many prayer requests this morning. My heart was touched by the family that lost the little daughter. Dear Lord, only you can comfort them, dear Lord. We don't even know how that would feel, dear Lord, but I know there's those here that have felt that and have dealt with that. And dear Lord, I pray that their love and prayers goes out for that family, dear Lord. And Heavenly Father, let us all realize that it's a finished work. Whatever we had on our hearts, whatever we have need of, sickness, finance, marital troubles, whatever it is, dear Lord, it's a finished work. Just, I pray, dear Lord, you give us the faith to receive that gift and that revelation. That gift is faith, dear Lord. We can't work it up. You give it. So let us realize that it's a finished work this day, dear Lord. Just accept it and just look forward to it happening. You didn't say it would happen today, but you said we could have what we asked for. So we accept it. Heavenly Father, we look forward to what you're going to tell us this morning. Just open our hearts and our ears and our understanding. We love you and thank you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank
you. It is no secret.
Opportunity for Brother Joseph to go away and to seek the mind of the Lord, but to have someone like our Brother Samuel that stands for this word. Amen. Thankful for an answering God this afternoon. Truly, He is an answering God. That lifeline quote this morning just blessed my heart. Just go and consult Him. No matter what your problem is, no matter what you're facing, He's there to answer every need. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord.
Oh, hallelujah. He's an answering God. Hallelujah, He's an answering God. Oh, when I pray in Jesus' name, and by faith the answer came.
He's an answering God. Let's personalize it. You're an answering God. Oh, hallelujah. You're an answering God. Oh, hallelujah. You're an answering God. Oh, when I pray in Jesus' name and by faith, the answer came. Oh, hallelujah, you're an answering God. And oh, my loving brother, when the world's on fire, oh, don't you want God's bosom to be
most gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, as we humbly bow our heads and our hearts before you, Lord, we just so thankful for this opportunity, Lord, for the privilege that we have to be back in your house, Lord, to gather together with the saints of God, the purchase of your blood, Lord, and not just the one here, Lord, but throughout the entire world, the bride of Christ gathered together, Lord, and gathered in your name, Lord, and we've come at your invitation, Lord. The master call has come and dine, and Lord, such an honor and a privilege we can come and sit at your table and feast upon this food, Lord, this stored up food you've given us, Lord. And though spoken many years ago and recorded, Lord, but it's fresh manna to the bride of Christ today, Lord, and it's in its season now, Lord. And we're just so thankful, Lord, to be a part of that. You've permitted us to hear that word, to believe it, and Lord, to recognize the day and the messenger for the day, Lord. And as we hear that word today that you provided for us, Lord, knowing that you've chosen this message for us today and you've revealed it to your prophet and he's brought that word to us, Lord, may our hearts be open to receive it, Lord. Just anoint us, Lord, and anoint our eyes to see, our ears to hear, and our hearts to receive and understand it, Lord. And may that word of God just always be manifested in our lives, that, Lord, that we could be a witness and a testimony for you in some way, and that when the world looks at us, that they'll not only see us, but they'll see Christ living within us, Lord. And just be with us now in this service, Lord. Bless each one that's here. May every need be met according to your will, Lord. And now, Lord, as we receive the tithes and offerings, we ask your blessings upon them, Lord, as they're used for your honor and your glory. We humbly ask in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.
Oh, my loving brother, when the world's on fire, oh, don't you want God's bosom to be your pillow? Hide me over in the rock of ages, O rock of ages, cleft for me, our loving sister, and oh, my loving sister, oh, when the world's on fire, oh, don't you want God's bosom to be your pillow. Oh, hide me over in the rock of ages. Oh, rock of ages, cleft. Just one more time, my loving brother, and oh, my
Shall not be moved. I shall not be. I shall not be. I shall not be. I
leading, I shall not be moved, just like a tree that's planted by the waters. Lord, I shall not be moved. I shall not be moved, just like a tree that's planted by the water. Lord, I shall not be moved.
Amen. Where else could we go? Amen. There's nowhere else. I shall not be moved. Amen. So thankful that I've anchored my soul in that haven of rest. No matter wild, stormy, deep, no matter what comes our way, we're anchored in the rock of ages. Praise the name of the Lord. I've anchored my soul in the haven of rest. I'll say, the wild seas no more. The tempest may sweep o'er the wild stormy deep, but in Jesus I'm safe evermore. Oh, thank you.
sing it all together. Amen.
Only believe. Only believe. All things are possible.
An honor to turn the service now to our pastor, God's servant and prophet messenger for this day, Brother William Branham. God bless you.